fucking lost the fucking three out of
After our space game with the D-Star show, ladies and gentlemen, we in the building.
And they already cheating.
Hey, damn.
Go ahead. We not cheating, bro. We done beat them twice in the space game, but listen, this one might be tight. I got a lot of clubs in my head.
They prayed before. It wasn't cool. That's not, they most prayed the before, and they was outside praying before we started.
Hey, you know.
They got connected.
Pray as much as we can. May God be on my side, but... What I just told him, I said, dudes, we don't really, well, we do regret getting bad box. And they said we don't. But I asked the shorties, I said, don't you hate, be real, don't you hate when you, you know what I'm saying, you like a nigga a little bit, and then boom, get that pussy to him, and then find out.
Yeah, nigga, but that's because what we just said. We hate it, because for different reasons. Shit, that shit, it ain't do shit. We ain't get off.
Y'all
gonna get off regardless.
Most of the decent looking shorties, you can't really trust they bots because you know they done probably been ran through you.
Damn.
Because they decent. You gotta be careful out here. I can't be the fucking seven of diamond, y'all.
Damn.
Seven of diamonds.
All right, partner. Show how we come at last time around.
A little razzle.
We might have to leave with a little razzle dazzle.
So, you know, basically what I'm saying is it's the same for dudes and women, bro. Y'all get into it with a dude with some bad D, you lost out. We get into it with a shorty with some bad box, but hold up.
It ain't nothing.
Just know I'm reference, but where you gonna put it so I can.
Don't even worry about it.
Dad book.
I ain't even gonna go back in the same suit just to make sure.
Yeah, we finna fuck around and find out.
Damn sure you're gonna go back in the suit.
I disagree. Y'all don't regret it.
No, I'm saying
a nut is a nut.
No, you saw
a nut.
I don't think it is, but I don't think we'll go back.
But it's different.
You still got satisfied.
You'll go back because you know it's access. You already hit it once. No. You can't get it with somebody else.
You can't go to drive fail two times.
I agree.
You'll
go back. Because if you got yours, you'd be like, damn, it wasn't even hitting like that. But shit, I got mine. Yep. I could slide again.
Oh, did you play? You played.
Yeah.
You played that turn.
No, I didn't. We went this.
No, I played. Then somebody else
played. I played first.
So it's on my bad.
Yeah, it's your play, then, Joe.
But yeah, first of all, I'm not doubling back to no bad box.
If you ain't got no resort,
unless
no resort,
the next was five.
See, y'all got all these other factors. Factor. I ain't thought nothing about that.
Y'all going back regardless.
Nah,
if it's a last resort, you've been on the drought, you going back.
Man, this because
it's familiar territory.
No. Y'all see how they get it going.
You high, you tipsy, whatever. Whatever the case may be. You just meet up each other at the club last minute. What was that? Clubs.
No, I doubt.
Y'all going back.
So you saying we meet the short?
So you saying y'all not going back to no bad D? What if he got good head? If I ain't getting out the head, I ain't going back.
So you got good head, he can come back.
Good head, bad D, you going back?
It's a possibility.
Look at they talk about us.
Because we can succeed. The mission can be completed.
Y'all mission can be completed without Either way, it's going, man. That's why I said it's the same. Don't matter how she look, y'all hit it. No, boy, super banger, glued in the dark, y'all going back. He said, tell my man, she look. No, you be accessing. They capping right now. Y'all capping right now. No, 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 no. Because especially probably when y'all was younger, if a female going, y'all already know, y'all. Y'all going, ain't nobody. I can't fuck no ugly nigga because I'm gonna be turned down by looking.
Hold on.
Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
I ain't never fucked no ugly nigga. Let me tell you something.
Unless, like, honestly, bro, you really have to have, if you got the bread, you fuck me. I might go blind if the honey's clear. You gotta have some kind of standards, bro. I do know niggas who hit anything, bro.
Majority, y'all.
But I don't.
That's why it don't matter if it's good or bad.
The box do matter, but the facial. The facial recognition, dudes is willing to settle. Dudes is willing to settle
for anything,
like,
for a complete admission.
Dudes is willing to settle for like threes and fours. Whereas women, y'all willing to settle for like, see, I would say seven and eight.
You can't be doing that because if y'all drunk.
Y'all let an ugly ass bitch suck y'all dick.
Yep.
Wow. Just to get off.
Yep.
What's probably?
I don't want no ugly nigga mouth near me.
Who goes?
I think I want that.
Yeah, you
give
your ace.
That's what that's right, y'all put your head back like this, close your eyes, imagine Halle Berry. You ain't seen nothing. Yeah. Oh.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's over with.
That's facts.
You got some truth to it.
That's what I'm saying.
You got some truth to
it. Females can't do that. Looking at you, right?
You done yet?
But why you can't?
I ain't even gonna. It's more steps to that.
Hey, why do the? I'm finna bring it full circle. So you say sex is deeper for y'all than more? You know,
that's not what was said.
I'm saying it takes more steps to get there for a female than a male.
Yeah, during sex it takes more steps.
I don't even think it's more steps. I think the reality of it is
men don't need foreplay like that.
No. The reality of it is everybody got to heat the oven up. You should be heating the oven up anyway. Yeah. But I think the reality of it is it's more difficult because you have to put more emotion into sex.
That's not true. You making it about that. We talking about strictly what's going on in the bedroom. Y'all don't need to be heated up. Right. A motherfucker touch y'all the right way. Y'all really the ones that's easy to crack. Y'all really the ones that's easy to crack.
Nobody said we was difficult.
Y'all the difficult.
No, you did say you did because you said y'all wouldn't go back to bad boxing. Y'all would.
No, but not if you got out.
Hold on. We're talking about two different things. I'm talking about we easy to please. You're right, 100%. But as far as like doubling back to bad boxing, like I'd rather not.
Yeah.
That me personally. But not the next fight, I'm doubling back for the next. I'm not doubling back.
And then you're going to get the second back. Part, too. And you're going to get some box, too.
I got to go.
Now, even, that's going to be the warm-up right there. Even if the box, you know that warm-up part. This cool. I know I ain't really feeling this, but she got that neck, though. So I'm going to let her do her thing, and it's going to be up
for
now.
I'm finna push start my car. I'm finna push start the car. I'm going. This game right here, regardless.
You can't go back to drive Bella.
You going back?
No way, bro.
If she got one out of two,
what am I going back for?
Because you can still complete the mission.
One out of two, they gonna go back and they gonna get one and two. Hey, but they just know which part.
I'm going back to see if she got her shit checked up on.
And especially if you don't have no other recent options. You going back.
Hey, but honestly, bro, you know it's harder for dudes to get cheeks than it is for, you know what I'm saying?
That's because I said y'all easier to crack.
Yeah, man, bro, all you gotta do is tickle y'all.
She said tickle, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't matter, but
after
that, I wanted to know.
But y'all can, like Jordan always say, y'all control the sex game.
Yeah, I do. 100%. Damn. I don't even know what to play no more.
Do what you gotta do, brother. You play to win.
But you know, realistically, it's different. But you know,
I think y'all have no standards.
No, you gotta stand.
But see, you say that no standards.
When it comes to sex,
for what?
I don't have no standards. When it comes to your girl, standards. Yeah. You who you gonna wife up? Yeah. But when it comes to just some sex,
you gotta have no standards. What's ever available?
I ain't gonna say you gonna hit the bottom of the barrel.
I mean, it is kind of true. Whatever is very, available.
But well if she close. Turn around, if she turn around and you hit it from the back, you ain't gotta see that face.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. See, and guys gotta stop doing it's that because. Man, you drop a seed anyway. Though. You gotta be concerned.
And that's
how the
only time
look.
Where you regret that you shouldn't have went back, cause you got evidence that you didn't hit that. Be like, that's your baby mama right there. Fact. Man, it was a time in my life. Nah, dog.
That bitch said it was a time in my life.
You should never even got that far. You feel me? Y'all shouldn't even exchange phone numbers.
Why would you even do that to yourself?
So. That's what I'm saying. If it's available, y'all hitting it.
I mean, we can't only hit what is
cute,
available.
Cute, ugly, okay, presentable.
It takes a lot to get some women, though, period. Because I dated a dude,
be honest,
and he was
like
fair looking, but he was a good dude. I ain't going to lie. Like, he brought y'all me flowers
like
to dude. Work. He took
he,
me out.
He probably
going to
get some
events.
He worked
like
hard enough,
dude.
And you ain't pursuing nobody
if he
else.
Like if he would have kept working hard enough, but you know what? He had no confidence about himself.
Y'all don't like
it. It was not one about that.
It's a balance. You need a balance. You need a yes, sir, a yes, ma'am, but you also need someone with who knows how to put their foot down and give you some authority. Why are you swiping?
Don't put your hand back now. Look at that.
Boy, yeah.
Swiping, no swiping.
Hey, well, I was finna try to get him, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you. Put my best foot forward.
That's how you can do it.
Heavens. What you got? Damn.
You ain't got nothing to be denied.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Yeah, but hey, it's tough out here. Y'all got one. About time y'all the one. That's like the fifth game we beat y'all.
I don't know about the fifth, but maybe the fourth.
Go ahead and get it out.
Y'all ain't getting no more.
Nah,
it's over with. I got the last two.
Damn, boy, we could have beat that.
Dang, cut it.
Crazy.
What?
If I no. played better, for
y'all only got one.
Y'all only won by one.
We still won.
Yeah.
I told y'all we was going out on this
listen,
last hand.
These stars show. Let me tell you right now, the ass was almost grass. But if I'd have played,
almost don't count.
We had to make you feel good.
It was almost
as usual.
That's right. A win is a win. Yeah.
As usual, gotta make you feel good. You're doing something.
Three more games.
Three more, boy, y'all
know it ain't on me.
15 times.
So, out of one of y'all,
for 3 of y'all.
Damn,
but, yeah. The whole Mother's Day brunch tomorrow.
Make sure y'all tune in.
Check us out. We'll be there tomorrow. I ain't gonna say nothing trigger. We're gonna ask some pretty interesting questions.
He's annoying.
So, need to figure out what those questions are.
We'll
keep
it to the mothers.
Mothers. Yeah, we'll be at number. I think we'll probably be on 2 days.
Your
though.
Mama.
They might be on the. They might have a little rebuttal for y'all, so y'all might not want to get too slick on the microphone.
Nah, man.
Like what? Good. I'm a mother, and I'm at the Mother's Day one.
Your mama.
Mm-hmm. So you're the baby mother. Mama. It said Fantasia gonna be though.
I've been saying so you're a baby mama.
B Y. Let me tell y'all, my mama had that CD. And I know every song in that damn city.
Yeah, that was a
powerful song.
Why
yeah.
would you make something like that?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
She said she knows y'all tired of making up the beds. And all. Yeah, she was real with that shit.
She
was in her prime.
Should have been trying to give her a head.
She was in her prime.
Listen, man.
No, we'll talk though, because she really just dogged the guys out with that song.
No, she didn't. She was telling the truth.
Right, all right. What part of the song was the truth?
Hold on.
Right.
Okay.
Just go out to all the baby mama. Come on now.
Boy,
she said, it's about time we had our own song. Don't know what took so long. Because nowadays it's like a badge of honor. Mm. to be a baby mama.
All right, so hear me out. She made that song, and y'all still became baby mama.
So, she ain't say don't become this one
was,
in the song.
But I mean, she wasn't hyping the shit up. This,
she was talking shit about y'all, motherfucker.
Hey, no, but she told
you. We got to do the shit regardless.
But real talk, but she told you out there that what's going to happen if you become a baby mama.
Shit.
But we can't.
Half of us was already baby mamas.
So it's their fault that they fail. They believe the pipe dreams that y'all sold.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Dreams down the drain.
What my boy said in Florida. Hey, I told him I ain't want no kids.
Y'all selling pipe dreams and they fell for it. Now it's their fault that they had baby mama.
Listen, bro. Let me tell you something. If a man gets finessed into something, everybody gonna say that his fault. He shouldn't. He better tighten up. But if a woman gets set up, they wrong. They shouldn't do that.
Because we believe them.
They're selling
the pipe dream that they know we want it.
Let me tell you something. If a dude say he don't want a baby and y'all don't believe him.
Nah, I do believe
you. Fuck around and find out.
I think that's a different story.
Buddy say he got, they said buddy got
also,
seven kids.
I believe if a man be like, I don't think this is what I want to do, blah, blah.
But
that's
you shouldn't
up
be
to
opposed
you.
To
but
us protecting
what?
It.
You should have not fucked unprotected. Because that's what comes fucking
if you
unprotected.
Did?
What if you did?
What if the condom
what if it came off?
What if shorty got
when you had sex, that's
what
the
she
consequences.
Got that, what if she got that Lake Michigan?
That's the consequences of sex, no matter what you do. It comes with consequences.
If she got the super wet, you can't.
If you can't see her being your baby mama, maybe you shouldn't go in it. They go back to y'all being in the crack. If you don't see the baby mama,
damn, I agree to that.
You shouldn't go in her. You don't see the baby mama in her, don't go in her. Can I get an amen?
Hey. I don't have no space.
Hey, he just
boy, pick up the cards.
You got a face card.
You got a face card.
I don't
see nothing. Come on, what the hell?
I thought if I ain't had no space.
No, you got a face card. You got a face card.
Now you want to throw your cards out. Hell no. We done lost two times in a row. We better throw this shit.
I got one face card.
You better get down with the get down and trust
the
your partner.
The one face card will kill you.
All right, who going first?
Like, what is going on? Why we have a car avalanche going on?
I'm like, what the fuck did happen?
Y'all, they could have these bitches
for
ain't
like,
please.
Just
follow suit. Pull it down, though.
He done
crazy. John, put a little bit of your grape juice in there. I just want to taste a little. Just like a little splash.
What you call?
That's the tequila.
I could just pour you like a glass.
I just want a little.
Yeah, man. Because you mix it, it's going to be nasty.
Okay, you right.
Yeah.
Cause I really don't like grape juice.
No, just take the tequila first.
I got no taste.
Cause it's just gonna take the taste. It's just grapefruit juice.
It's just grapefruit.
Beverage of choice, isn't it?
Beverage of choice. Beverage of the hour brought to you by.
He said every day.
Ocean spray.
Ocean spray.
For 9 months. How many months did you say?
This episode is sponsored by Ocean Spray.
9 months. If you eat a grapefruit. For 9 months straight, they're supposed to.
What if I don't want to eat it? How many glasses do I got to drink?
It's probably a lot.
Is that 100% grape juice or is that grape juice cocktail?
This is 100% grapefruit juice.
You know
no
the,
sugar added.
You know the cocktail. Be,
like
just
that
like a cranberry.
Cranberry juice cocktail blend.
Be
who's on to throw it out?
It's you. I don't know. I don't want to play it, so shit.
It's on the cue.
Would you like to have honest since you have multiple choices to lead with?
You stupid. Meryl's true gangster in that bitch.
I can't even beat that. And they mad I wanted to throw it in.
You can't
beat
an 8
of hearts.
Hell no, I can't
beat
no
8
of hearts.
All right, partner.
I'm gonna give you
another chance.
That fuck, they're gonna come back again knowing
that
man can't beat it. But you got a partner.
Ooh. Finding crime. Y'all shout out like Batman, Kyle Robert Cam.
Go ahead and get them spades out early.
I ain't got it.
I ain't got many. My partner got them all.
He got phone book.
Mr. Telephone Man.
Yes,
who threw that out?
My
okay, I
ain't
gonna
ask. When I call my lady,
I be down. Huh? That book, second book.
You don't like Carson. Time. She don't like to go to the club.
We ain't going to the club tonight. We ain't going to the club tonight.
Yeah, who dealt this?
Man, we fucked up. This game over with.
You said we fucked up.
I told you to throw this in. Now that you know what I know. What I knew then, well, we could game the game.
Hey, it's the D Stark Show.
Ran it back. I'm telling
After
you.
Dark. It gets no realer than this.
Hey, we went out to the Frontier restaurant.
That shit was nice, man.
Very nice choice.
Get the crab cakes.
Get the lamb chops.
You ain't getting no lamb chops.
The hamburger. What do you call that, bitch?
You got a lamb burger.
Lamb burger.
Shit. The lamb chops.
But they cut up a whole goddamn dog.
Whole damn dog in that bitch. Yeah. I think it was a pit bull.
That was
one.
A baby. Pig. I don't know what it was.
And what part of did he take a picture of?
The ass.
Of the whole animal. He took a picture of
the,
what part?
The chitlin part.
Man, listen, man.
Them bitches in there eating barbecue chitlins and shit.
Barbecue chitlins.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Cause like you see, like that's a booty hole, and you go eat.
Y'all don't eat chitlins?
Let me see what you play.
I do.
Have you ever?
No.
I do.
When I used to eat chitlins with crushed red peppers and hot sauce.
No.
I don't eat chitlins.
You don't know what you ate as a child.
I didn't know that they was feeding me chitlins and I was gonna like them.
Let me tell you something. I know my mom ain't feeding me, and if she ever disrespected me like that, I don't want to know about it. A relative at a family gathering.
I gotta bring it back.
Yeah, I'm gonna get three of them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
No.
You gonna let it slide?
No.
Quick renege, you guys. They got all these rules.
The learning process been gone.
Y'all got three books and talking.
On the best. See, now we on air. They want to talk that shit. We were beating their ass five.
They was beating their ass.
She was reading cards. Even,
man, he said you were reading cards.
He was over here doing voodoo, touching her hair, taking out leg pieces. Talking about they was switching cards while he was doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't trust it.
So you had an ace. The diamonds in your hand, and you thought you should have threw it.
Hell yeah. That's one book. That might have got
and
cut.
And he had a queen of clubs.
Queen of clubs ain't nothing.
But it's still a face card.
I know, but hey.
But it ain't going nowhere. Watch. No, I ain't even finna do that.
Yeah, don't do it to him.
I ain't finna do that.
Why not?
Because I ain't going nowhere.
Cause you,
so you should have just made him play it.
See, no, he might. See, she's gonna
come out with the charge.
He's all the best.
Call on him. Nah, I don't know. We probably fuck around.
Everyone else.
You know what? Y'all need to do a poll. Ask them why does a deuce of diamond bigger than a deuce of spades.
Let's see who got it. Put it out there. Watch this. Put the spades out there. Let's see who got it. I got some for your ass. I can match a six.
Yeah, I put out a six of spades. This motherfucker put out a fucking six of diamonds.
I didn't have shit, boy.
You lucky you got a partner.
Damn, you thought you had that
shit.
They
thought they ate.
I don't like that.
Yo, what you watch? Long Order, baby? That's a go-to.
Chill to sleep.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst.
Did my partner cut?
Yeah, with a seven diamond.
I want everybody to put it on the table. We out here.
Okay, he had no spade.
Yeah, there's no diamond. He got no spade. The way he cut. Yeah, he did cut.
Yeah, but I ain't have a spade to turn. Not one.
You out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all right, dude. Shit.
Didn't you win it?
I did.
Make them say, oh, I thought I won. Sorry. Well, y'all know what the fuck going on.
Shit.
They know what the fuck going on.
Make them say,
ugh.
Nah,
nah.
Oh,
boy.
She said
you're
going to get the book regardless.
And what?
And. Let me say regardless. Even if y'all thought y'all had
something. We eating right now. Don't throw y'all cards out either. Let's just do these last two.
Shit, ain't got nothing to throw.
I'm trying to sneak these in. I can match a queen.
Eat me, money, mouth. I heard a teacher.
I've been everything I can.
I ain't got no more cards.
All right, let's play again. We won that second round.
That was a missed deal.
That was a missed deal.
That's your card trick for the night.
We had three missed deals now. Now it's a missed deal on our end.
Oh, boy.
Why you keep coming to your right? Yeah.
Okay, I got a deal.
Hey, but.
So you agree? Y'all go back to anything?
Nah, hell no.
Y'all will go. Majority of y'all will go back to anything.
Nah, you gotta think about it. What if you got burned? You ain't going back.
Yeah, you don't know where you got burned from, most likely.
Nah, I ain't gonna.
Oh, no, he ain't
most
like
likely,
you.
Wild, you, you, yeah, most you, likely, you probably don't even know where it came from.
She no, said it.
Because you probably ain't got no symptoms.
I work in the health industry, and these niggas don't know who they being burned.
You don't know when you got the symptoms, you was asymptomatic. You don't
how
know.
How many people you ain't sleeping with, though, like that?
Yeah, you got to, you know.
That's a lot of fucking.
You don't know who you got it from.
Bodies,
you,
brother.
You hit the club every weekend.
What?
So you say I'm taking somebody home new every weekend?
You hit somebody new,
it
probably
I got a question to propose.
Probably every week.
I'm talking about the first go. Soon as I don't feel right, I know something up. I'm going right back to the last person I see.
Mm. Can y'all be in a relationship with somebody who has bad sex?
Yeah. Depending on
all the time, the sex is bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending on other circumstances around it, bro. The neck good, I'm okay.
So that one out of two. For one, that goes back to my they gonna fuck anything. They gonna double back to anything.
Mission accomplished.
As long as it comes with some other perks.
Yeah, he set you up.
Am I wrong?
But I want to know though. Like, so what other things? I mean, other than like, oh, they understand me emotionally and they're a good partner. What other things can suffice to fill that void if you haven't like bad sex? What's gonna stop you from cheating? Oh, God.
So first of all, if everything is right but sex is bad, I think we could cope better. We could definitely cope better because if shorty cooking, cleaning.
So how are you gonna figure sexual desires?
I mean, I'ma still have sex with her.
But if it's not fulfilling to you,
but you gotta think, bro. We can't switch it up. Try different shit. We can't.
I can't never make it better for males
than females.
I'm saying hanging off. Because if she don't care about it and I'm just in it to catch a nut, then I'm going to catch
a nut. No, I'm talking about your girl. Like, this is somebody you want to be with. Like, you fucking with her, but damn, she just ain't getting it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if I just want to catch a nut and she okay with that, then I'm cool.
But what if you ain't catching no nut? That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, I don't think y'all would even tell the female that her sex ain't good.
I think as women, we tell men enough that they sex ain't good. And that's honestly, how we end up with
you probably right.
Bad sex a lot. Or we end up settling because we, you know, women, we are taught to stroke men's ego. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of times it's kind of like, oh, you don't want to tell him that he got bad sex. You just want to propose new things in the bedroom. They're like, what you want? Why you want to do this? You know, women, we like,
let's try something new.
We like toys and stuff like that. And y'all like, what? But y'all don't be, can somebody cut that? Y'all be getting the signs like, okay, really, if a bitch be bringing up toys a lot, that means something off. And it's like, let's try something new.
I think for us dudes, we don't really care about that part. But,
You have to the left or the right.
Yeah, you're going to go. Okay. I say we don't really care about that part.
First time doing the whole game. Yeah. See, but, I was like, I feel like it come to me.
That's why I made sure I shoveled real good.
Not saying that it's fair, but you know, because if a dude catching up, but we instantly like done.
I think it's more so.
Nah, I think women can go with bad sex because I think we're more open to pleasing ourselves. Besides, you know, y'all jerk off or whatever like that, but we have more options that we're open to. Men not open to a lot of other options that can help them please themselves.
Wait, they done made like 40 new Rose toys and they all over Instagram. You talk about it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
always geared to women, though. You don't never see no new enhancements from males.
Right, and men are not really open to enhancements. Really, except that
$3,000 toy.
But you got the thing, bro. Like, dude, it's a lot of dudes watching a lot of porn. And we was talking about this in the car. It's a lot of dudes watching a lot of porn and now they can't get erection.
Well, that's the honey pack syndrome, as I be saying.
Honey pack syndrome.
So what?
I call it the honey
pack. You say they watching what now?
Porn. You're watching too much porn.
They say the story I read, they say dudes who watch a lot of porn, I guess they meet a lot, have harder
sex. Those are the ones that really don't know how to have good sex either, because they think sex is supposed to be like porn sex, and that's usually not how it goes.
Sometimes porn sex could be looking good.
It looks good, but it ain't always realistic.
It be looking good, boy.
Boy, look good.
Around
and ain't always realistic.
I think it's easier for males to stay with somebody, a female who's sex game is not good versus a female. Same with a male whose sex game is not good.
I think it's easier for us women to stay with men who don't have good sex because I think just because of the roles, like, men, like, okay, women, we look for men to be that provider. So, like, say you got a good provider, a good father. He good at all the other aspects that mean well to family, but the sex not A1. We could fix that. I feel like women, we're open to fixing that. Like, oh, baby.
He's raising his hand, guys.
Hold on now. Like, baby, I got something for
you. The rose. What is the rose petal? What is all that?
It's the rose. The rose got an extension now. The rose got a little tongue on it. We can bring some shit in. But men don't be open to that a lot of the time. They be like, what? I'm like, I'm trying to make sure we straight.
You saying stick your tongue in the rose?
It's a tongue that go on the rose.
What if the sex not good because the box is bad, though?
Then at this point we should never procreate it.
I mean, you got what I'm saying though, but
if my sex
like,
not good and your sex
like
not good,
why did
we keep
fucking? Dudes don't really tell a shorty like, oh, the sex pretty bad. I'm gonna keep having it, but
I don't think men tell women that the sex not bad either. Men just won't fuck
you
with you no more. They gonna fuck with the bitch they got the better
keep
pussy.
Having it.
Yeah, that's not possible. You saying the sex not good because her box is not good?
No, what I'm saying is, y'all saying this, that, and the third.
Oh,
you know, we can't be pleased.
That can't be that dry.
But let's say
could be fixed, though.
Y'all not getting pleased because it's y'all. Let's say y'all the problem.
Okay, but what could really be the problem with women besides dry vagina?
I mean, listen now, a lot of shorties' diets is pretty bad. Some of them don't drink water.
Maybe it's too stretched out for you.
You feel me? I mean, that too.
But is it too stressed out or is he just too small?
No, what I'm saying is
I think they be too
small like,
sometimes. You know how they could be that.
Let me give you the perfect example. Tonight, but
when they say women vagina makes the farting sound, sometimes they're like, oh, it's because her pussy is like wider or is letting air in, or is the penis not fulfilling the size of a vagina? Because one thing about this vagina, you can have a baby, you got five babies, that motherfucker will snap back. It's gonna snap back. So only way your shit ain't snapping back is until
you
get
down.
Why you rocking though?
I'm
listening to this.
Ray Charles on my ass.
Like, okay. Because y'all want like goddamn Subway sandwich going in that motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying.
He got to be 12 foot.
Listen, the average vagina, they say only like 5 to 7 inches, some shit like that, man. You talk about deep pussy, like.
But we not
some
talk,
of us not gonna
we not talking
enough.
About depth. We talking about girth.
Some of us not gonna have enough.
Girth and depth is different. You can have a big skinny penis, or you can have a girthy, medium sized penis that does the job.
That's true. I hear you on that.
So it really depends. If your penis is girthy enough, you won't feel like you have that.
Some
extra.
Coochies is tight and small. Some coochies is deep and big.
And women's vagina also change throughout their menstrual cycle as well too.
I mean, I'm just saying, as a dude, if you got a shorty with a deep big vagina and you ain't got no deep big dick, then maybe you should
honestly,
go find a shorty
no,
with a smaller
honestly,
vagina.
Honestly, women's vaginas adapt to the sex that's going on. So if you have wax sex and you're not turning me on, my vagina is not going to expand for you. Okay. It's going to be super tight and super dry because you're not turning me on. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how deep do them motherfuckers
it's
go?
It's not about how deep it goes.
So you saying
about
it ain't good?
How little your penis is.
So I'm saying like...
if your penis is too little, it's going to be like, what's going on?
Are we doing an exam?
If it expands a little bit, it's going to be too much for your
I'm doing
a pass penis.
What's going on?
We talk about like... big deep vaginas. That's what I'm hearing. And niggas ain't got it. Some niggas ain't got it. And you know what I'm saying?
Even
I'm
if you
sure.
don't, but that's why I just said you don't have to have a long penis. But if you have a girthy penis and it's a little short, it'll get the because you know the women's G spot is like as soon as you enter the vaginal canal, the G spot is like just a couple inches in there. You really don't have to have a big penis to satisfy a woman. But it's really the girth that's going to do it.
Okay.
If you have a skinny penis and it could be long but it's not hidden like that
she
spot.
Ain't feeling the size.
She's feeling is like a power hammer and that's really not doing nothing most of the time. And Even when you're having sex, and if you, even if you into it a little bit, your vagina will expand a little bit. So if you have already started with a little skinny penis and that vagina expands a little bit, then it's just like, what's going on here? You're not doing it.
Damn. I got you. Come on, Dr. Reese.
I'm a sex educator, trying to break it down for y'all. I'm a DIS for y'all, I'm a disease intervention specialist. So I work with vaginas and penises on a daily basis, and STDs and all of that stuff. So I'm an expert in it. That's for real what I do.
Yeah, this starts after dark.
I didn't know. I'm sitting here thinking about this because, you know, I don't want to say too much, but it's definitely different coochies out there no more. Number two,
there's some random coochies out there.
It is some random coochies out there. There's some hot dogs
down the hallway. Yeah, over 100,000 miles.
I think even the coochies with 30,000 miles on them, you feel me? Like, you got to realize, when that coochie start off fresh, you know what I'm saying, and y'all done got piped like 20 times, after that, it's just like, yeah, that coochie may snap back. It may snap back, you know what I'm saying? Have a kid, whatever, it may snap back. But then it's just like, after that,
but think about if a vagina can snap back after breeding shoulders of a human. Not only the head that comes through the
kids
body.
Ain't that it's big.
You ain't seen an eight pound baby's a big baby.
But what I'm saying is,
and the shoulders have to come. If the vagina can expand to let those shoulders out and snap back, if your coochie is not snapping back and you ain't had no kids, and your vagina is still. That's the bitches you don't want to fuck with.
What we said earlier was, you know, for dudes, like, it don't really matter to us. If we catch nut, it, like, for y'all, it's
so
a
you
big
agree,
deal.
So why you disagree earlier?
No, because you said we're going to double back to something. I'm not saying that we'll double back to bad coochie. What I'm saying is, for a dude, like, when we sitting here contemplating, like, going in some box.
Yeah, because y'all don't contemplate. It's just a natural form. Just do it.
Most
like
dudes,
Nike.
If we just get in box, we don't care about pleasing y'all.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all got to understand that. So if y'all know that off top, then why get the dude the box anyway?
But we hoping that, you know.
Yeah, that's
that
a pipe
you don't
dream.
Have to get. We hoping you ain't got to do too much, you know, that.
Damn, this nigga might be the one for me. Nope, man. It's probably not going to work like that.
It's a pipe dream.
He going to stick it and quit it. You know what I'm saying? It, even if we can please y'all, even if we do please y'all, at the end of the day, that pleasure that y'all get, you know what I'm saying? I would say it's gonna ruin y'all more so than help y'all down the line, honestly. Mm. And it's not because of the whole it's different than what I've just done. I would say when you start to think of, and even for dudes, when you start to think of sex like that, to just be like sport fucking, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Tragic.
It's like, yo, you either you're not putting any emotion into it or you're putting too much emotion into it. 100%. And when you diving into that shit, I don't think it really helps the shorties or the dudes. For the dudes, we gonna get off. We don't really care. Mm-hmm. But the shorties, y'all lose twice because now y'all kind of mad because y'all didn't get pleased. Y'all gave it up. You didn't get pleased on top of that. And then come to find out, the nigga didn't like you no way. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, to make it a competition, it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's some small dicks, some big dicks, it's some deep vaginas, and some small vaginas out there. But at the end
all right,
the
we're going to leave that conversation. No, but deep vaginas.
I do have one question. Do you think it's, if one party cheated in a relationship, can the relationship work?
It depends on who cheated. Men can't really take cheating the same way women
do. Yeah. Nikeeva, 100%
right. Men, y'all ego too, is too big for that. Y'all heard different.
I can agree with
but
that.
I think you're going to get
it'll
back
be,
in another form.
Right, who's mm-hmm.
Who, going to be some resentment.
It'll never look the same. I think women, we have a way of like being able, because it's kind of like a thing women deal with often, we got to think of knowing how to like, or learning, or even being taught how to suppress those feelings and move on, what you need to do to cope and keep going forward. With men, it's something different that hurt y'all pride a little different.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it.
And y'all could probably
it.
Come back, but it don't feel the same.
Hear me out, but you got to think about it. if a woman give out that box on you, bro, it was her feelings. Idea.
Yeah, it was her idea.
It was her idea because she came.
And what if a nigga give up that dick on you?
It was a woman.
It was her idea.
No,
a man can't have sex unless a woman agrees with him, bro. Like, what do you mean?
A lot of times, men pursue women and then act like, man, she was on me. She was trying to get me. But you was down too.
But if she give it up,
you text her back. You called her back. But she
might be giving up for different reasons. She might be giving up because she is feeding off that attention that she's not getting from others.
But that's on her.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why a female can give it up. It's not mainly solely based on what that particular male is capable of doing or what's going on in her relationship. You might just be providing something that she's...
I mean, but hear me out at the same time. But shorty who give up the box on her dude, she don't really respect her dude.
Yeah, I agree.
100%.
I think usually...
So in, on the opposite side, so...
So...
The dude don't... God, what happened if the dude give up the dick? He don't respect his girl. No, though, not even, right?
I'm not gonna say that, but I think
women are double standard though.
No, women are most likely cheating once they have already been cheated on.
It's a lot of double standards, bro. Women look at shit different. Y'all look at like, okay, versus just fucking the dude, bro. Y'all look at it like, damn, this nigga treat me nice. He done bought me food. You know what I'm saying? He done rubbed my back or something like that. He's doing things that my husband not doing or my boyfriend not doing or whatever. As a dude, we just like, damn, shorty ass kind
of
fat.
No, this, that's a part of
you doing all that to get the box, though.
Let me stop you right there. The exact reasons that you just know that.
Who I played?
I just played. The exact reasons that you just know that women cheat are most the exact reasons that men cheat. It's usually 9 times out of 10.
I don't think cheating is okay.
I'm just saying, out of both sides. It's 9 times out of 10 not something that the other person is lacking. It's something that you're not, that it's a you thing, not a them thing. 9 times out of 10. So even when men cheat, it's something that they not feeling like they getting fulfilled, or that they, you know, or it's maybe a fun aspect that they missing, that liveliness that they missing. It might be the sexual chemistry. It might just, it's always a you thing, not a them thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to think of how I said earlier, how hard it is for a dude to get boxed if a man cheat. Not saying it's fair, but it's because he has the ability to. Most dudes don't got the ability to get regular cheeks, let alone get more cheeks outside of the cheeks than regular cheeks.
Nowadays, I don't
think it's... fucking for real.
I don't think it's hard for male to get boxed because...
You capping.
They're selling it right on Instagram.
Because no one cares if you're in a relationship or with anybody. As long as you give them the time of day that they want, when they need it, when they want it. They don't care what you got going on. So what's the struggle for men to get boxed?
What did I say,
bro? What's the struggle?
Earlier, y'all don't even look a dude away if he ain't got a little bit of something to him.
Well, not necessarily, because if you're giving her attention that she's not getting,
you can have a man that got all the money in the world.
It is a lot of dudes out here who give shorties attention and get nothing from it.
I'm just saying, but y'all mean
nothing at all. Because Instagram exists, because Twitter exists, because shit like that exists, bro.
You can have a man that gives everything money wise, but he don't give. But he ain't. A man that give you everything money wise, take care of your career, but he ain't at home every day.
Average, you got somebody Instagram
that's
on
your
phone,
that's calling you, that think about what you're doing, that send you some food and lunch.
The average
send you some
Instagram
work, you know, some lunch to work.
Think about it.
So you believe it just happened?
More likes.
Huh?
You believe it just happened?
I believe for both sides that
it's all premeditated.
It's all. Who goes? I believe for both sides that it's all.
Oh, you played this?
That it's all premeditated, and I believe for both.
Think so?
And I believe for somewhere both sides that
I don't believe that just happened.
It's a them thing and not a you thing. Sometimes I do think it could just happen. It could be like,
but in that moment of just happening, you make it cross your mind that you know you should be doing that shit, but you enjoying it, so you go continue on.
We was at Walmart. I just jumped in the pussy.
Which brings me to my next thing. That's why so many people be open to threesomes now.
But when the conversation starts, and as soon as it starts to go left, you know damn well you should have walked away from the situation.
It ain't
you know damn well you shouldn't have gave up. You shouldn't have gave up your social media and how to get in contact.
Yeah,
but you enjoying
right.
what's
you're
going
right.
on.
Right.
So you let it lead, and then boom.
Oh, that's the lead right
but
there. They're giving up the phone number, social media. Because even if we can't text. We gonna
with
see each other
attention
on
the internet than it is dudes anywhere else. That, like, when you talk about shorties on the internet, bro, shorties will get a gang of comments, gang of likes, gang of all that shit. Dudes
we like
don't
the attention.
Get this. But again, what I'm telling to you is, it's dudes giving shorties attention. Main attention. Paying shorties, OnlyFans, shit like that. Paying shorties, not getting nothing in return.
Nothing?
Nothing.
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 Well, let me shift the conversation. I think that's why so many couples or even marriages are so open out to open relationships. Not open relationships or like, but like threesomes, little girlfriends on the side. Because
what y'all grandmas is doing?
They might have, what I'm saying is more to the fact of like acceptance in the open. Like I'm gonna let you bring a little girl, you know, a little somebody in, because we gonna out, you know.
But I think, why are people in relationships open to do that? Because they're getting 9 out of 10 from their main significant other, but it's that one thing that they're lacking. So they're willing, so they can get 10 out of 10 from that one person that they think is fair,
or they can make sure, or they can feel like the other person's getting 10 out of 10, and they feel like, okay, this is making such and such happy. If I subscribe to this,
I played again. Damn, my bad.
If I subscribe to this,
I'll make sure I can count.
I'll be happy again if I subscribe to this. Do y'all think that bringing other people into y'all relationship or
it's not another man ain't coming into my room.
I'm just wondering.
But if she say she wanted a female, you game for it?
No, not really.
And they gonna tell you, go ahead and pick the female.
Mm-hmm. Let them feel like they got some control. Hell yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
No, I believe
they're gonna cause problems.
No, Jordan, I'm with you because I feel like once you open that door, once the door even gets cracked, even as a woman, I feel like if you open the door for another woman to come in your bedroom and anything happen past what happened in that bedroom, they get together on the other side. If you're open to it and you agree to it, you can't really be mad to what come after.
Yeah, if you open that door and that,
I feel like I would never.
Anytime he has sex with that female, you can't get mad.
Unless I'm ready to fully open that door, I don't think I open it. As far as bringing somebody in, because at that point. You open the door for people to fall in love, for them to find different attributes about that person.
So why you let that walk?
I got a partner over there.
She don't know what play.
She ain't coming through.
Well, you know what was play, because the heart right here, and everybody's like,
oh, damn.
Duh.
Come on, now they talking about the board.
She talking about the board.
She touched the card and everything. God damn.
Shuffled them around as well.
Damn. You know what? Play.
You know, this is one, two, three,
right
here.
I wasn't even paying attention.
We going clockwise, baby. Yeah. You might as well have just told
her. Yeah, I don't think
so. Go ahead. Yeah, let me tell you.
I think it's a double standard, though, because y'all say
a lot
no.
Of double standards, bro.
Y'all say no, but if you say the girl say you can bring a female, and y'all
can. AD, watch this. The ship sinking. Women and children first.
Right.
It's always fucking double standards.
Y'all gonna go.
That's because
y'all can say in the male, y'all gonna say hell no. Nah.
Here we go. We
female.
Okay. Y'all should let us go so first. Because y'all got a better chance 50 of
living. Or do y'all
want
to be...
I don't want 50-50 shit. I don't want to go 50-50 with no motherfucker. Right. I want to go... 80-20, 20-80, we go back and forth, but I don't want to do 50-50.
Exactly. You want to be on the lower spectrum, you want to do the 20.
I don't think no relationship can always be 20-20.
Be at the checkout. I mean, 50-50.
$2. I don't think 50-50 is real. I don't think it's never going to always be 50-50. Somebody's going to be always giving more at some point, depending on the circumstances.
Can't be that.
Whatever.
He's all the best in me. Let me tell you something. This has been another episode of the D-Stock Show After Dark. Hold on.
Yeah, it's there.
That's us.
It's there.
Don't hold up.
It ain't dark in here.
Keep
lighting.
He's
what was
all
playing?
The
I
best.
I didn't see what was playing.
You know what you played, though.
Yeah, we got an early day tomorrow.
Woo!
Oh yeah, don't worry. I'm finna go. Yeah, it's almost.
And I'm still on Eastern Standard Time.
Y'all scared? We don't gotta go to 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Man, it's 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock Gary time. We on Indiana time right now. It's 1 o'clock.
That being said, it's 2 a.m.
I'm sleeping in the car on the way over here.
Emma was sleeping in the car. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Tomorrow need help directing. Trey, you better listen to Siri. CarPlay your best friend.
Damn. What happened? Where we live?
Well, you can see that only one diamond was played in two spades. So I will assume that diamonds left playing.
Hey,
but people, guess what?
They really getting the brakes beat off of them.
It's really game. It's really game, man.
Damn.
How you going to play it? I got one in the book still, man. See?
And one of
mine. All right. Well, I mean, it's still game. We back to beating them again.
So it was going to be all right.
No, it wasn't.
I got to do some diamonds.
You got it.
But you got more game than Yay
Sports. Hey, sorry, Jesus,
I
didn't
pay for it, don't I?
Only on the D-Star show.
Oh, hey, hold on. Let me go get the business card.
Hey, yeah, we're finna sign up. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Positive notes.
More PG notes. You gonna have everybody singing that song. He's the best.
And we out.
He's all and we out. Box and me. That's like.